Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Strictly Talking Shit. We did 2 weeks in a row, finally. Again, this week, we're going to be talking about work-life experiences. So let's get Adam in here and... It is cold. I'm wearing this for different reasons, but that's kind of creepy.
What's going on?
What's going on?
I want to see that hair. That's
what no, that's see. That's a trade secret. The Adam wants to know this hair thing because if you guys know, I went to the hair salon today. But this is going to be the secret of AHR that we are going to reveal in the next couple of days. So. Hope to see you guys then for that.
This gimbal won't sit straight. Just I'm trying to deal with this gimbal, and it won't sit straight.
So, hard. Thanks for everybody. Thanks for joining today. I think today we're talking about work-life experiences because we talk about how business and stuff is run all the time, but we really never touched the basis of experiences that we've gone through when we're on the job.
Yeah. Like funny things that happen, like good things that happen, like customer experiences kind of thing.
Yeah, and then I think today we really, Adam and I talked about it. I think anybody that wants to come on the show and kind of share a good experience or a bad experience or a weird experience, we would love to hear your story, request to come into here.
But the weirder the better. I like it. Let's get freaky. We got a trade show in 3 days.
We do.
We're leaving. We got HVAC Tactical coming up. Yo, I'm excited. I'm excited to see you again. I'm excited to see everyone again. I'm pumped.
I'm very pumped too. Kent Coe starts off with a question coming in hot.
What's he saying?
How come do you think? Yeah, I thought I was Asian. I'm just kidding, Leon. Why young guys won't get or stay in the trades?
Because they think they should be getting paid $30 an hour right off the bat.
Stories like that. Stories like that. But essentially, I talked about this the other day with somebody. I actually had a new podcast coming out, not from me, but one of the guys called Josh Solden from Windy City. We were chatting about this situation. Young people don't want to get into trades because they got options. We talk about options all the time. It's not just because they're crybabies. It's because why are they going to be digging the trenches and doing all that shit that we used to do when they have an option to fucking stay in their home, post a social media post, or even start doing their drop shipping and all that little shit to get their little to get $20-something an hour without having actually to lift a shovel, right?
No, it's the same thing for everything now though, like. Not just in the trades, options like in relationships, dude. Relationships are failing too because of the options they have on social media. You know what I mean? Like in the world, you have so many options and it's so easy to be able to access anything you want. You know what I mean? So it's not only just in the trades, it's in everything else.
No, the internet is fast and I just don't think that we as ourselves are doing enough to kind of give them, to show them the reason why they should join the trade or give them that option so that they don't look elsewhere. Because a lot of times when we first started, the reason why we got into trade was almost because there was only six choices or four choices.
Yeah.
For these kids now, dude, there's fucking like 30, 40 choices.
No, I know. They can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, if they were going to work just as hard to be digging in the trenches or doing plumbing for you or fucking drain cleaning garbage or shit, they would be better off just making YouTube videos and get themselves monetized with fucking AI software.
You know what's funny? So I didn't tell you this. I had a guy call me yesterday. I won't say his name on live. But I used to work at Jack Astor's with him when I was younger in Toronto. And he was actually in school to become a brain surgeon. He's ridiculously smart, like so smart. And he lived downtown in the city for a long time.
Smart if you work for you.
He didn't work for me. We worked together. Okay. I worked in the kitchen. I was like young. And so he called me and he's like, listen, man, I had a breakdown. He's 32. He had a bit of a breakdown and he was like, he moved out of the city, moved back to Waterdown, which is outside the city with his parents. And he was like, I need to get into a trade. He's like, I've watched what you've done because I got left when I was 27 and got into trade and left everything behind. He's like, I've watched what you've done. He's like, I want what you have. And he's like, what trade do I got to get into? And I had probably about a 40-minute conversation with him, and I hooked him up with someone that I know because I know that he's eager and wants to work. But people are 32 and they're realizing, like, why did I get into a trade? You know what I mean? And it's nice to see it. And it's nice to be recognized for people like seeing what I accomplished from being a first year to where I am now. And they're seeing it online and they're going, I want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, why can't I do that? Well, you got to bust your ass. Like, for the first 5 years, you got to bust your ass.
It's true. You know what's also funny? I don't know if I talked about this last time. We talked I was talking about the shift of age. You know, like we live longer. So technically a lot of people are saying, why do kids not want to do this or that? But it's actually because people are kids until they're even 30 to 35 now. It's not, you know, the 20s is literally you're a baby still now. Back in the day, people are out of their homes in what, 16, 18 years
Married
old.
at
But now,
21, like my grandfather and grandmother were married at 18 years old, bro. They
yeah.
my grandmother was a grandmother at 36.
Yeah.
Like, how
It's
fucked up is
a
that?
complete shift. So people have, like, everybody who's listening, hopefully you have more patience for the kids too. If you want more young people to be working here, you got to understand that, you know, by the time you're watching this, and if you're already a business owner or somebody who's a journeyman, you're a millennial. You think differently already, and millennials age probably started at 25 to be an adult. But these Gen Zs now, them as adults are 35, 30, because some people don't even know what they're doing. Like for something as normal as talking about paying credit card bills, right?
At that
It's
age, because the system taught you lawyers and doctors, but they don't teach you that. It's for sure for everyone.
yeah, no, it's true. Jeff, you make a great point. Like it's no, but nobody knows that. Nobody knows. That's why now there's more podcasts and everything that tell people that, you know, the trades is actually a lot different than just being a white collar, because there's so much more to do and you won't be in debt and all that stuff. I think somebody had a post today about a woman talking about her college degree versus her husband who's in the trade. Forgot who posted it, but it's a pretty great post on that.
I love having doctors or like parents of doctors be like, I can't believe that you guys charge this much. You make more money than my son, and he's a doctor. And I'm like, he should have got into the trade. Like, what do you want me to say? It's just gonna get worse.
And it's, you know what's the worst part? It's always those professionals that ask, and they're so surprised that we charge just as much, if not more. Like we're not supposed to, but like.
The people, they just don't understand the industry and they don't understand what goes into it. So like I just don't like those rich people that think like, oh, unless you're a doctor or a lawyer or a dentist or whatever, you don't get respect from me. And then they realize how much tradespeople make, and they're like, oh, you know, it's
Yeah.
like they're starting to realize, you
And
know what I
you
mean?
know what? I have a really great thing before we start off about our stories. Like I have my own story about our customers. So I had a customer that came from a friend of mine who was also a agent, a rep, and they had a boiler or something that needed to be replaced, and then we gave them the quotes and all that. We went through with Navien. Their unit was not working properly, so we got a new unit comped, but we still have to charge for the comp unit to install it. Anyway, the guy came back to me because, you know, different generations, and him knowing the business owners that he's been with for the past 30, 40 years that he's been working, he's asking me why my price was like that. And he's saying, oh, well, you know, how many hours is it going to take? And I told him, and I just told him straight up, I was like, I don't know what you're expecting for an answer, but I'm not going to answer how many hours it's going to take because I don't know, first of all. I sure I have an estimate, but at the same time, I told him, what's the point of me telling you the hours that's going to take? What difference does that make? And this is what we talk about all the time. It's not about the amount of time you do, it's the amount of experience you have. So I told him, why are you comparing me to different businesses? Yeah, you know 30 businesses out there, but out of those 30, how many are like mine? How many of them do what I do? That provide the training, provide the travel for the training, that also have time for personal development, that also has continuous training in the social media and all the other stuff that we've been doing to kind of strive to be the industry leaders. How many of them are doing that? And now compare it back to me. Why would you think that I'm within the 150 to even $200 range an hour? It just,
No,
I told them it doesn't
I know.
match. We're a five-star company. You can't match me as a five, you can't match a five-star hotel and say that Why are you giving Coca-Cola for $5 when Hilton is giving Coca-Cola for two? You know, that's the weirdest story that I would tell all the time is, and the professions, like, people think that somehow these things are correlated, but they're not. And how you talk about pricing earlier, it comes from what we kind of decide what we want to charge for what we're worth and how our overheads are, because everybody's overhead is also different.
Yo, Jeff just said something. I've seen a lot of old heads hate our newer guys doing cool on newer guys doing cool trade. Sorry, I can't fucking read. I can't. You read it out. Still building
Yeah,
after
really?
for the
Are you
compliment.
dyslexic, actually? I think you were, right?
I'm just like,
He said a lot of old heads hate on newer guys for doing cool shit in the trades as well. For people still building their confidence in a trade, that can be very defeating. And yes, that is very, very true. And I've hated that for a long time. That's why, you know, we're really geared towards that whole social media thing with Jeff Dems and HVAC Tactical and Flintstone, because we all believe in that same mentality that doing good work is the right thing to do. Whether you're trying to do flashy things or not, you're doing those things because you care, because you want people to see it, you want to make a difference, you want to create that interest for people.
But we're creating a kind of an environment for people to come in and be encouraging to help people learn, instead of being in an environment and making fun of people and tearing them down. We're trying to take that out of the trade and then realize, like, hey, listen, you did really good here, but this and this you could have done better, and or like giving criticism without being negative, you know what I mean? And like without making fun of them, or it's hard to get confidence in this trade, especially when you're posting it on social media. When you're posting on social media, it's nerve-wracking because you don't know who's going to call you out, right?
Thing that the well, we're talking about the old guys here. The old guys were scared. They're scared because it's like any other mentality where you have a 60-year-old journeyman that you're following. He doesn't want to teach you new things because he thinks he's going to have his job taken away from him. But it doesn't matter anymore. And at the same time, there's just, if you don't do that, we have all these meetings and all these what do you call it, organizations that talk about, hey, there's no young guys. But every time we have new ideas or new projects that we want these organizations to try, they're like, oh, well, we can't do that. It goes against our code of ethics. It goes against our code of whatever, that we're not supposed to do this or that. Like, dude, that's fucking 60 years ago.
My whole thing, especially with running a business, is like I'm trying to find someone to replace me, someone that's better than me. You know what I mean? I want to find someone to replace me so that I can do other things. You know what I mean? Like I don't care. I'm going to find someone. I don't want to be the smartest guy in the room. I
No, you want
want
the
to
smartest guy to be working for you
go
because he can do what he can do. But,
there.
you know, when we talk about that conversation, people need to know their place. They need to be accountable for what they know, as in knowing their place. I'm not saying that you're an apprentice or you're whatever, you have to work for somebody, but I'm saying know what you're good at and stay within that realm, because not everybody can just pick up the fucking phone or the computer and become a business owner.
Yeah, no, it's
It
tough. It's
really doesn't work
difficult.
that way, because if I were to be honest, I won't be able to do the same thing that Jeff or Flynn's gonna be able to do with their install sometimes, because,
Oh,
dude,
1,000%.
I run a business, and at the same time, there needs to be people like these guys because they're great at what they do to put these things in. But I'm great at telling these stories and be able to relate to that and actually know both sides. But what I'm trying to say is everybody's different, and staying in your lane means that stay at what you're good at and double down on that, because you're still gonna be making great money on that.
It's Jeff saying it all stems down to jealousy. It really does, which is crazy. It's crazy that people get
And that's the
jealous.
big thing.
It's nuts.
It is the jealousy. That's what it really, really is. And I've had so many conversations with people always coming down on me because you guys are big in the American side, but we're big on the Canadian side. And on the Canadian side, it's always these Canadians come back to us because they just don't understand. The biggest problem is they don't understand. They're jealous because they haven't been able to make that noise when they were there. So they're just surprised and taken back that all of a sudden we're creating this noise and buzz that they could have never done.
Does anybody have any stories?
Oh
Anybody
yeah,
want
so
to
we're gonna go back to the stories, which is really real. If you have any stories, request yourself to get on. But I think Adam was gonna share us one of the stories. Like, what did you have, a story that was good
Oh,
and bad?
it was crazy. It was on social media. People probably know about it, but when I first started a rally group, I got my first rigid camera. I made a big stink because they couldn't get one to me. It was near COVID, and I ended up getting it for cost, which was nice. And my first call with the camera was this girl that called me, and she's like panicking. I have a pregnant cat and it's stuck in ductwork and I don't know who to call and this and that. And I ended up using my camera on ductwork instead of actual drains to fish out and locate a pregnant cat in ductwork, cut it out in the ceiling and pulled the cat out. And then they ended up calling the cat Plum, and the babies that came out, the one baby's name was Adam. And I got interviewed for the dodo and everything for it. It was like this crazy fucking thing that blew up. But that was a pretty cool experience at Newer at Arelli Group when I first got it with a customer. It was pretty wild. It was pretty out of character.
And then what did you say they named? Did they named a cat after you, right? You told
Yeah,
me
they named the
before.
kitten Adam. They named the kid the one kitten Adam. It was a black cat. It was a black cat too, dude.
I feel bad for that cat, actually.
And they named the mother cat Plum.
Like
Plum for Plum.
PLUM.
Yeah, for like plumber.
Oh man,
Yeah,
that's a funny story.
it would have died. The cat would have died. The funny thing is the dodo like interviewed me for the whole thing, and I had to pretend like I actually like cats. I hate cats. I'm not a fan of cats.
Ladies
They
and
cut it out.
gentlemen, so
I cut the ductwork out and everything, and I was like, all right, you can grab it. Like, I didn't want to grab it
social
or
media.
anything. I'm terrified of cats.
Social media in a nutshell, man. It's like, yeah, I fucking love cats, man. I love cats so much, man. And then you're like inside, I fucking hate this cat,
Oh,
man. And then
yeah,
holding them.
I hated it. Did Chris request to come on? I know he's probably got some crazy stories. P.S. Plumber.
I've liked the stories that some of the people have that talk about, the sex toys and stuff that they find inside their
Oh,
toilets.
bro. I yeah. Yeah.
I've had crazy ladies. I've had an experience before where we went to do a job, put a hot water tank in, and they were saying that we were using their existing drain. So there's an existing drain on the floor, which is a hole, and the old tank went into the
Yeah.
hole. So we're like, okay, that's where the relief is going to go because that's how the jurisdiction goes. You just make a hole and put it to the ground
Yeah.
because it's a relief. It's an emergency drain. And then she calls me one day and says that it filled up, and then it was our problem because another company came in to install their AC, and then afterwards they put in the same drain and it backed up, and it was our fault. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? I'm like, first of all, that drain is the existing drain. We put it back in. Every time we put in a hot water tank,
Yeah.
we're not going to be testing your drain for you. If the old hot water tank was relieving into
Yeah.
there, that's where the same drain is going to be. I'm doing a hot water tank install, not a inspection of your whole home to see if your
Stuff is.
fucking drains are working, right?
Yeah.
So we had this whole conversation. She kept me in for 40 minutes. Those are the kind of stories sometimes that just rile my riles me up really bad. Because there's nothing you can do to even say, oh, we should have made a better procedure for it so that that wouldn't happen the next time. But I was just like, I couldn't do anything about that. That was just like, I wasn't even there to work on the drains. Why the hell would I even write about a procedure for the drains?
Dude, how many times have you worked on a shower that's like up? That's like, I don't know what's going on here on my tablet. That's like you work on a shower valve on the top floor, and then all of a sudden they're like, you were here 3 days ago, and now my toilet's not working in the basement. It's like, it has nothing to do with me, but they want you to come back and fix it. You're like, oh my
What do you
God.
say to them? What do you say to them at that point?
Honestly, the last one I had was this real estate agent, and they were all fussy, and I went over there and inspected it, and I needed to change a fill valve. I just did it for free because I just didn't want the grief. I was like, yeah, I'll put your fill valve in, just do it for free.
That sucks. That's the thing though. Like I have that so much, and then that's why like sometimes it kind of sucks because the more you run your business, the more you're always trying to fucking write longer and longer liabilities.
Sorry, All Star. You fix my faucet, now my car doesn't. Oh my
No,
God.
you know how they correlate the two, right? You
Yeah.
fix their faucet, but you actually parked your car behind his car on the driveway. So then now his car doesn't start.
Yeah.
That's
That's
what
your
you were
fault.
doing wrong, All-Star.
Yeah.
You parked behind his car, and that's the problem.
Oh my God. So
That's
funny.
a
There's
good
mad ones.
one.
Is
Well,
that?
anyways, anybody who has a great story, you guys should hop on. We'd really love to hear it.
Yeah, request to come on. It'd be nice to have somebody else
Yeah, it's
on.
always us talking. But no, I think I have another experience to
What's
share
that?
that You know, I think I shared this last time, but it was with contractors. Like these bad ones that I have was just this one always gets ingrained in my memory because it was contractors giving drawings having interior designer, right? They came back to me one day, and then because their customer says, "Oh, by the way, our shower head's too high," and then this contractor comes back to me and he's like, "We're gonna add this guy soon," but his contractor comes back to me and he's like, "Oh, how come you didn't put the shower like a regular height?" And I was like, "The fuck are you talking about?" I'm like, "What the hell does the spec say?" And then he's like, "Oh, well, it's piped to the spec, but you should have asked the question because it should be lower." And then I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I literally called him like, "What are you talking about, dude?" I'm like, he's like, "Well, you should have checked with us if that was the right height." I'm like, "Why am I checking with you? This is a custom home. If you drew it to be, I don't care, like 20 inches high, why the fuck am I questioning that? You have a designer." And then I also told him, "You also have a project manager on that fucking job every single day, and
He hasn't told you.
you have the fucking audac you have the fucking audacity to fucking come up to me and tell me that I fucked up for following your drawings that you go to for that site every couple weeks, but you also have a project manager there every day, and you also have a walkthrough for your fucking designer there, and you're saying that I piped it wrong and I didn't ask the question."
I know GC's always trying to play point the blame at everybody else. And plumbers always get blamed for everything. If there's a little bit of water somewhere, it's like, oh, it's
Oh,
plumber's fault.
it's former's fault. Yeah. Oh, there's
Plumber
water
gets
coming out
blamed.
of my shower door because the tile guy didn't fucking silicone it. Oh shit, it must be the plumber.
It's the plumber's fault. Fuck. Or I had one where it's like they're like, hey, you got a leak on a pipe. Can you come fix it for free? And then I'm like, can you send me a picture? They send me a picture, and then I send them a picture of what my guys did when it was finished. I was like, well, clearly someone stepped on this. Like, clearly someone fucked this up. I'm not doing it for free. Oh,
My favorite story
well,
is always like people coming in, they give you that call.
was gonna say
I have a leak in my shower.
sorry, that head was shiny
That
there,
was a very
Chris.
bright head. I have a leak in my shower. How much?
How much? I have a leak in my
I
shower. How
fucking hate
much?
that question. That's my most hated question ever when I take a call. I have a leak. How much? What the fuck do you mean, how much?
This much, like $1,000. It's
I
gonna
had
be
a
a
lady
day.
that wanted me to come to her house to find a leak. This is, it's like, it's always like the fresh people into the country, you know what I mean? That like aren't culturally savvy to how things work in at least in the US. So the first guy I got, I didn't even get a price out, and he goes, "You give me very good deal, very good." That's all he kept saying, and I'm like, "Bro, I didn't even fucking look at it yet." Like I was like, "Hold on, you know," and it's all he kept saying. And then what it came out to being is that what he said is that he wanted me to fix this problem, right? It was like there was a pressure switch on a well tank, dude. It was on like a fucking 3 foot high nipple with like this crazy electric tie. It was just bananas. And he wanted me to, if he want, it was a black nipple, so it was all plugged up, I'm sure. So he wanted me to fix this job for free, right? And if he liked what I did, he would call me in the future to give me business.
Yo, don't worry. I promise you, there'll be lots of work. Just do
I
my shit for
promise
free.
you, I know a lot of contractors and I can get you a lot of work.
Yeah. It's like the landlords, the little, real slumlords. They're like, "Give me a real good price. I'll give you lots." They just want you to do twice the amount of work for half the price. It's like, so right after I left that guy and I was like, "Man, that was a waste of my drive." I go to see this other lady and she wants me to open up her drywall. She's got soft, soggy leak. There's a pipe leaking in the wall somewhere.
How
I'm like eight
much?
foot. She wants me to cut all the drywall out, clean it up, find the leak, and then give her a price, and then I can give her an estimate on what it would be to fix it. But she's not paying me to cut out the walls and do. I'm like, get no, like get out of here. They're like, "I was, how about you come clean my fucking bathroom?" You know what I mean? And then if you decide, if I think you did a good job, I'll pay you. Like, I just don't get it. Like the first guy, I'm like, you know, I don't go to your restaurant and get free samosas and shit and order curry and tell you, "Hey, I'll tell you what, I don't care what the price is. I'm just gonna eat this shit, and if it's good, I'll pay you for it the next time I come get dinner again." Like, people are crazy, dude.
It's nuts. The best is when they want me to fix their plumbing, but I got to break their wall open. And then I break their wall open, they're like, are you not going to fix that? No. I'm a fucking plumber.
Dude, that's the fucking question. I was like, well, look at the fucking van. What does it say?
Yeah,
it says plumbing and heating or HVAC at the end of the day. I never fucking saw drywall in there.
Yeah,
that's fucking wild, dude. The stuff that I see, like, it's not all the time, but like the other day I was ready to lose it because it was like one after another. It was all the dodos, and I don't have time to even be answering the phone as it is. I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, dude, the next guy.
Hey, real question, actually. Have you ever lost it on a customer? That's a story right there.
Oh, dude. I've had some shit where it was like, you're sitting there and I'm like, all right, this is going to happen.
What's that story? Let's hear it.
You got a headbutt him in the nose?
Just arguing about stuff. Like, I've done some stuff too where, you know, like, my invoice is signed. I do the job. I get it done. And then it's come time to pay. And then, like, the husband's there and fucking freaking out on me. And I'm like, yo, I did it for what I said I was going to do it for. I'm done and clean, flipping out on me to the point where, you know, you're a ripoff. And I'm like, dude, get fucked. Like this is like, I did what I said I was going to do. Why don't you next time call 10 other people? And I've had some guys get in my face.
Dude,
but
I had one guy, I went into the house and the wife was there and it was, a different nationality, just different traditions, right? And the wife was there and I was looking at the faucet and it was fucked up. Like, I couldn't take it apart. If I was going to take it apart, it was going to fall apart. And they didn't have a spare faucet. I didn't have one on my truck. So I said to the wife, I was like, listen, it's not really hard to change the faucet. You just take the two things off, the two valves off, turn them off, take the faucet out. Is your husband handy at all? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, okay, it's pretty easy. Then he calls me later and the wife is like, she said it's easy. Like, when he said he couldn't do it, he called me and he like, what kind of fucking plumber are you? And like yelling at me, you're convincing my wife all this shit. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, he's like bashing everything. He's like, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about and all this. I'm like, okay, hang on.
I had a dude do a similar thing. He called me, right? Didn't want to pay for me to come out.
Yeah.
And he's like, I was like, just hit the FaceTime real quick. I looked at it. He did a couple of little things. He was like, thought he was more capable than he was. And there was a bad, like, triple aquastat on this older boiler. I'm like, bro, just do this, boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, you can fucking do that. And he's like, he goes and calls me back. He's like, bro, fucking burn out the dog. You know, he fucking blew up the aquastat. And then he's yelling at me. So then he goes and buys one for like almost $500. And I'm like, don't do that. Don't touch that to that. You know what I mean? And the guy just blew up a couple aquastats and was like, it was my problem. I'm like, you cheap asshole. You could have just paid me to come out there and do it now.
Do it yourself. I was trying to be nice. I don't even
want to give people advice like that over the phone sometimes. It's just not even worth it. Because then when they fuck something up, you're an idiot. Or even when they definitely do what you told them not to do, or they get hurt or something. I don't even want to hear about it.
Yeah.
But like I said, there's good people too. Like, you were talking about the cat story. Like, I had this customer a few years ago on Father's Day, dude, where they had like a 2-year-old that was like choking to death. Like fucking blue, dude. And I like dislodged something from the kid and gave him I did the infant CPR course a few years before that. And fucking, that was like another thing. Like I said, you never know what you're going to see at houses. And those people were dope, you know?
Yeah.
But there's,
you know what? You know what's funny, man? You have like, you can go into 9 shitty customers' houses, but then you will go into one customer that's good and is grateful for you being there and like is great, and it turns it all around. It doesn't, though, that one customer eliminates all the bad customers, right?
It happens. It doesn't eliminate them.
That's no, true, but it makes it makes it better for it me.
Gives you more faith in humanity every now and then. Like I said,
it does, and then it betrays you each time.
Yeah.
Yes. Then you meet a new batch.
And like that's why every time that I don't care if it's a new customer or old customer or whatever customer it is, we have that same rule throughout the company. Follow the procedures. I don't fucking care if that guy's a lawyer. I don't care if that guy's a fucking doctor. I don't give a fuck if he's Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Follow the damn procedure and make sure we fucking write everything down, because that's the only way that you don't even have those conversations or those arguments.
I tell my guys, cover your ass. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Oh, everything it is.
CYA. CYA, we have, fucking take pictures.
Conversations everything. All the time, right? It's just like you go and fix a toilet and you tell them, we fixed it and it's able to work for this, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, but by the way, your flush valve has a problem. It's not really seating properly, so it's leaking water. Do you want to fix it? And then the customers will say no, right? And then for my techs, obviously they'll be like, oh, customer said no, we're not going to fix it. And then 2 days later, we get the call again, the fucking customer is being a bitch. And then they're like, oh, your tech came in, didn't do anything. But then the hardest part right now is we look back into it. Our tech didn't do his due diligence. He didn't write down that the customer decided not to do it as a recommendation. And then at the end of the day, we have to side with the customer is what we tell our techs. It's just like, it's not that I don't trust you. It's just that at the end of the day, who am I going to trust if it's word for word? Like, I can trust, like, behind the scenes, I can tell you, I fully trust you that you told her that was the conversation. But the fact that it's not written down and you didn't sign for it, we're fucked.
Well, we had something happen the other day. And one of my techs, he changed out a cartridge on a faucet. It was in and out real fast. He turned the valves back on underneath. It didn't seem like there was any leaks, this and that. And then fucking the next day we had a call because they got stains in their ceiling and it leaked down because the supply line was leaking after they changed it. And they turned the water on, turned it back on, and then it was dripping. But we were the last people to touch that faucet. So how am I supposed to explain that to the customer? Tell them it's not our fault. Like we were there. We were there. So we just ate it. And thankfully we're a general contractor. So we do drywall and stuff. So we went over and did the repairs for them. So we didn't have to go through insurance and everything. But like, if we touch the faucet, I tell my guys, you got to look at everything. Doesn't matter if you change the cartridge, make sure everything's not dripping. Cause if we touched it, people are going to try and blame us for something.
Even if like, well, if you didn't, dude.
Yeah,
it's great. Like, that's the first thing that goes into their mind. And that's why we have these stupid things that talk about you fix the faucet and my car doesn't start. I don't even know if that was a joke from All Star, but even if it wasn't, I would actually believe somebody would say that.
Yeah.
I've had people tell me that I've done stuff up in their house, similar stuff. I forget what it was, but I had one person that called me a week later and told me that their water heater wasn't working and that whatever I did. And I don't remember what I did, something stupid. It was like a fucking faucet or something, the same thing. And I'm like, I haven't even seen your water heater. How can I fuck it up? You know, that's like, it's the same thing.
You fixed but my speaking of like my hot water, when we my were hot water tank about, leaked.
Yeah, when we were talking about almost fighting, I just thought of another time. This is way back, probably 2005.
Yeah.
I did a job for a guy and it was just a toilet auger thing, you know. It was a little ways away, and I'm all fucking going and going and going and going, got the toilet flowing, right? Everything is good. Calls me the next day. Toilet's backed up again. I'm like, Jesus. All right, I'll come back out. I didn't charge him anything. I'm fishing around in there. Now I'm feeling something. I'm like, what the fuck? End up pulling the toilet up, and there's one of those kids' wooden cutout jigsaw puzzle pieces, you know, like the plywood pieces.
Was it a square or a circle?
It was like a fucking cow or something, you know? And it was like had the little pin on it. So I get that in, and like my auger was passing through it. So I end up getting that out of the toilet, showed the guy, and I'm like, bro, like here it is. Like I'm not charging you more money, even though I just did all this shit.
Yeah.
Keep your kid out of the bathroom, even out of like a little kid gate in front of you. He's like, oh, he doesn't even come in here. I won't let it happen again. Dude calls me 2 days later. Keep in mind, I had his toilet off, upside down, like I was in that fucking thing, you know?
Yeah.
It was good. Screaming at me on the phone, swearing and shit. You need to get the fuck here. Or it's another one of those. I've had a few people doing that, but this guy's screaming at me, and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Calm down, man. And like, don't fucking talk to me like that. Let me see what it is.
Don't talk to me like that.
The second I get to his house, the guy's a total hot-headed dick, arguing with me. My kid hasn't been in the room. I'm like, bro, bro, bro. I didn't even talk, dude. I'm not even playing. I walked over, didn't even touch a tool. I hit the fucking flush handle on the toilet. And a fucking big rubber ball goes bloop, bloop, and bounces and floats in the toilet. It's bobbing like a fishing lure. And the guy looked at me, and I was like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
All the shit he said. I said, don't ever fucking call me again. Eat a dick. I'll see you later. Fucking, that's it, dude.
Don't ever call me again. I'll see you later. See ya.
And that was it. You know, fuck you, man. Yeah.
Did you charge him at least or what?
No, I just left and told him to go fuck himself because he said a lot of nasty stuff. I've had quite a few of them. I had another guy. This is a guy where we almost got in fucking.
This I almost threw him down. Full of stories, man. I don't even have the people you have.
There's this one guy. He was a tenant, actually. I almost threw his ass right down the basement stairs. I serviced their boiler, and like, dude, like a week later, I got the call. You might have heard this one, Adam. The guy fucking calls calls me on the phone screaming at me, screaming.
Yeah.
You need to get here. It's fucking cold. Fucking heat's not on, blah, 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 you know, whatever. And that was one of the ones where I was like, again, don't fucking talk to me like that. Let me see what it is. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Get over there. So I get there, go downstairs. I look at the boiler, bro. No lights. Nothing's lit up. I'm like, I walk up to the top of the stairs. He's looking at me. I flick the fucking switch on. And the fucking guy, I was ready to fucking toss him. This guy was like, oh, oh, oh.
He got his back up after that too, didn't he?
it was one of those things. I'm not even going to keep, I'm swearing enough on here. I'm not even going to say what I said to the guy, but I was like, fuck it. He got defenseful, you know what I mean? And it was one of those things where I was like, dude, if he touched me even a little bit and poked me with his finger, I would have fucking threw him down them stairs. Like, I was so mad at this guy. Again, it was late. I was like, dude, I'm done with this shit. Like, you know.
It's all good, man. You can say everything you need to say other than racism here. That's not tolerated, but this is strictly talking shit. So anything goes. We don't have any sponsors.
You're the most racist
here anyways. No, I'm not. Don't point fingers at the small Asian guy.
Ben just joined on. Ben Poole. I'm sure he's got some jitters, at least. Like, he's got a big event coming up, man. We're all going to be at it. I can't even imagine putting on something that large. You know what I mean? All the organization.
I know. I'm freaking out now because I'm supposed to leave tomorrow at like 8 a.m., dude. And I just got this while I'm driving. So yeah. I got – he said where I plummet at. That's where you can have the most racist conversations.
Yeah, I refuse to go into lives now because it's just I can't.
If it's early and he's not drinking, fine, but I'm not doing that shit. But anyhow, it's
Ben's unstoppable, bro. I love his attitude.
Like I said, I still have to do laundry, get my shit together, I got to dial in my whatever kind of clothing I can sort out, which hopefully can be better than normal. Yeah. I wouldn't have high expectations for myself, but I have a lot better than I was last year.
I have one suit. It'll be the same one.
I've got I've got some nice Calvin Klein suits and shit like that, but they all shrunk, you know? Like, I didn't even get to wear some of them.
They shrunk in the closet, right? They shrunk in the closet.
But yeah.
It's like my suit. I just bought a gray suit. I bought a gray suit for the wedding in BC. And then I've lost a shit ton of weight. I went to put my black suit on. And I was like, yes. I can wear my black suit now. It's back to the same size it was.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so. Right. I know.
It grew in sizes again.
But I have to. It's 8 o'clock here now, and I still got to go get this boiler out from in front of this lady's garage.
Buddy's telling you to get a haircut, so don't forget that before we see you there.
Yeah, I know. It's so offensive.
Do you
stop being so racist?
Aiden staying in my room the first night after the Tactical Awards.
It'll be a good time. Are you heading over to the WET afterwards, PS?
Driving over to WET afterwards. Oh, yeah. Now, Aiden's probably fine. I was just saying.
You're driving over.
You got to leave a nightlight on, though. He gets scared of the dark.
Where are you staying the first night after Tactical? Are we cuddling or what?
I think I have a hotel for a couple nights, and then I'm probably just going to snuggle with you. Perfect. I have no idea.
Good. Yeah, I got a queen and a double. I got two beds.
I'm staying with Adam at WET. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Going on with WET. I honestly, I don't even feel like going to WET. I just want to see my rigid people, and like, I don't give a shit about a bunch of actors and stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, you never know. Opportunities might be there.
There's stuff that I'm sure there's stuff I want to see there. Again, though, I'm not going there. Like, you guys are going there, or not? Maybe not you guys specifically, but a lot of people are going there to try to schmooze shit over with companies and stuff. I don't give a fuck about any of that. You know?
I just go to hang out.
Yeah. Nope. I want to see the people I want to see. Like, I'm not going there to benefit and get your fucking tool or your thing. I could give a shit less. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know where to find Adam and I.
Yeah. I honestly just want to go. And even, like I said, I want to see, like, Becky and all the rigid cats and stuff like that. Like, I'm not going to collect tchotchkes and shit. Like, I want to see new stuff. AHR, like, again, if it wasn't for HVAC Tactical and the Takeo party, I wouldn't even go there. There's no fucking way I'm going to that cold ass place. I could stay home if I want to freeze my balls.
Oh, dude, I saw the weather and I was like, holy shit, it's exactly the same fucking weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah,
it was like 10 degrees this morning. Well, whatever that is.
I don't even know how
guys,
I'm
you know,
wear a suit and I'd be fucking freezing.
Minus 13 here this morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not that bad. The weather's going to be the exact same as Toronto. You know
I'm
what I
mean? I'm
excited
to see your shoes, how big your dress shoes are.
Size 15. The guy's got moss.
Well,
I don't
I'll
even want
what,
to know
so
what he's packing.
Omar me up with some key, because Omar's a 14 yeah. also.
Yeah.
You guys talking about my wiener?
Yeah. Could be.
He's like, oh, I gotta see what that guy's packing. Stacked like a can of tuna.
Yeah, same.
But no, anyhow, yeah. So like, he sent me these Keens, and they're a 14, and they're like, they're actually like my toe. I wore them yesterday, and like my toe hits them. Like, they don't make a 15. They're yeah. they fit, but they're a little like my toes rub.
Yo,
you know?
I have
lengthwise.
Just cut the leather at the top and yeah. let your toes yeah. hang out like sandals.
I have the opposite problem.
So it's like, I have a hard time. It's like funny because you see all the women, you know, they're like, and it. No offense to all you women. If it's offensive, I don't care either way. But like, they bitch about every stupid little fucking thing. They're like, oh my God, there's 18 of us and there's no pink boots and blah, 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 and all this bullshit. And I'm like, it's not, it's think of the market. Like, to be honest with you, there's a lot of women shit, and there needs to be, because now there's more of them doing this, any of these construction
yeah.
trades.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it's like, I've seen a few people just straight up in a boot store where there's like a huge amount of women's shoes. I mean, yeah, it's not 50-50, but again, it's, you're talking 2% of the fucking working trades are women.
Yeah,
that's a big chunk of real estate for women, you know. It's same thing. I go to a shoe store and I'm not in there like, oh my God, there's no size 15 boots.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's like, yeah, because how many fucking people have Ronald McDonald feet? Yeah. I'm not mad at the shoe store. If you're not selling them, that's fucking why, because nobody's buying them.
It's true. Yeah, you're not being sexist. You're just giving the facts.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what it really
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not putting down the ladies, but they bitch about stuff that doesn't make any sense sometimes, because I'm like, there's a very logical fucking reason that they don't have a fucking pink whatever that it is you're looking for.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking wants it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Terrence would buy pink boots. Terrence's problem is he doesn't know if he's buying kids' shoes or adult shoes.
Hey, you know what? It might sound bad, it might sound stupid, but being able to buy kids' shoes is amazing because I'm half the cost.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Are you actually shoe size, you say?
No, I'm not. But I'm just saying, if I were to, a dollar saved is a dollar earned.
No, yeah. But a lot of stuff, like somebody else was saying something, it's like, oh, they don't make women's in that. Well, I'm like, it's fucking spandex. If we've got 6'6" trans men or women or whatever they are fitting into these fucking women's clothing, I'm sure you can squeeze your 5'2" ass in this thing that I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a man-woman thing. It's a fucking piece of clothing. You get into it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's like a gendered item.
Yeah.
Like, why do we have to have, if it doesn't matter?
I mean, you're
why
not,
does it have to
you're not trying
thing?
To look cute or no. fucking go for a date,
man,
in this clothing.
Like, but it's like, yeah.
I mean, you I'm know, not going to lie. On, I man. Look cute. I look cute in this flannel.
You saw okay, that.
Step on where, back. Let's see.
Where's
let's
the
see,
pink
daddy.
I got my True Works on. I got my Crocs.
Damn.
Yo, these Crocs are the shit, bro.
Damn. You put them. Oh, you gotta put them in turbo mode. That's,
dude,
that's regular
I'll tell
mode.
You now.
Yeah, there you go. That turbo's on.
Oh, that lock in the hubs in New York.
Lock in the hubs?
Hey, you don't wear that in Chicago?
What do you kids know about manual locking four-wheel drive hubs?
You should wear that to the Tactical Awards.
What? What?
Yeah,
my Crocs?
Yeah, bro,
the
is
Crocs and fucking
shoulders. Adam's like
yo,
a
I was
fucking silverback gorilla. So, dude.
I'm getting there.
Like,
yeah,
he can walk on his arms and shit.
I'm a big boy. I'm getting there. I don't have a belly all that much anymore, which is great.
Until
chest and shoulders.
You'll get it back in the 8 days when you drink it all back.
We never know. We never know.
Yeah,
when I walk up at the first party with two Guinnesses in my hand,
dude.
It was the best. Walk up with two Guinnesses in my hand. Chris looks at me like, you get me one? And I was like, no.
No, they're both mine. Are you still going to another job next, Chris?
Yeah, I got to go winterize a house. I was supposed to do it last week, didn't do it. Then we got like 16 inches of snow, and they never plowed the driveway, so the gas company couldn't fill the gas tank at this place because it's propane. And I got to go do that because now I'm leaving. So I got to go fill that up or go drain that and, you know, antifreeze everything. It's I've been doing it for years, so it's simple because I got everything. All the little bugs are worked out. So it's I'll get that done in a snap. But yeah, I still got to do that, and I got to figure out how to get this boiler and all this shit out from in front of these. I just got this boiler. I just posted that fucking thing a little while ago. Yeah. I just got this turd running, and I'm not. There's still other shit I got to do, but I don't have time for that. So
perfect.
Yo, let's get Twig in here. She's gonna be at wet.
Get her. I'll tell her to come on in.
Danielle request to come in. He hasn't been on a live in a while.
Danielle.
Oh, I'm so excited to see so many people, though. I'm so excited for AHR and Wet, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm definitely not looking forward to, like, walking so much.
Well, my hotel's right at the convention. I don't even have to go outside. Just come to my room.
The McCormick one? I thought it was a few minutes.
No, it's right there. You walk right across it. You walk through. She's saying one sec. You walk right in. I was staying at the Hyatt. Oh yeah.
A little water here.
What up?
What's up, fellas?
How's it going?
It's good. It's like 10 o'clock at night, so I was like,
I gotta put some clothes on.
That's right.
It's 10 o'clock over there. I didn't even know it was a 5-hour difference.
Yeah, you're going from one side to the other side of the country, dude.
She's she's very east.
Yeah.
She's not even on the coast. She's on a rock in the middle of the water.
I'm closer to Iceland than I am to Toronto. Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I get to hang out with PS. I get to hang out with you. Fucking T-minus. I leave Saturday. When do you leave for Indy?
Me?
Yeah.
Tuesday?
Tuesday? Yeah. So you're staying at the Marriott too then?
Yeah, staying at the Marriott. The only person that I know that is staying at the Hilton is Evan. Yeah. Replum.
And where are you staying, Chris? Do you know where you're staying?
I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, what? You just staying in your truck? Yeah.
Are you heading to both as well, Twig?
No, she's not.
Just what? All right. We'll find out
where I'm staying in a little bit. I'll let you know. The first couple days, like I said, the first couple days at AHR, I think I'm real close, like right there. And then after that, I don't know. Like I said, I'll probably spoon with you or something.
Yeah. We did it last year.
I'll make a little Canadian sandwich with you and Terrence. I can't.
I'm at the back.
I can't wait to see your bio fucking tattoo on your belly button again. That was best.
Oh god. Dude, how about the devastating shit I took in your room, dude?
Oh my god.
Like, dude, you absolutely ruined that whole hotel room for like a week. That was awful, dude.
Yeah, you were like scrubbing so stains bad. Off the toilet and shit.
So bad.
So Twig, we were talking about customer experiences. Do you have any good or bad ones that you've had before?
Good or bad?
Yeah.
Good, bad, weird, sexual, whatever.
Oh yeah, I've got a sexual one.
All right, hit us. Yes.
So I had this. I was in this like weird relationship a while ago, like long time ago. And anyways, we ended up going to this like couples counselor for like one session, and the guy like pulls me aside and was like, yo, leave her, she's nuts, right? So I was like cool, man, like appreciate that, thank you. Anyways, like weeks later, this guy like takes my number. He should totally be like, I don't know, like disbarred or whatever, like taken off the psychologist docket for this, but he found my number on my chart and texted me because he needed a plumber, right? And I mean, it's Newfoundland, so like we do things like fucked up here anyway. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, sure, like I'll take your money. You took mine. So anyways, I'm at his house and I meet his wife, and they're lovely. They're an older couple. And so we're chatting, working away, and they're like, oh, and also like, we want this like double vanity put upstairs. Can you do that? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So after like 5 or 6 jobs, they like know a whole lot about me. They're like asking stuff about me. So the last time I was over, they had burned off these CDs of like mixed tapes for me with my like favorite music on it. And they were like, you're so pretty. Like, you're so pretty. You're just like, we're talking about you to our friends and like how pretty you are. And And I was like, I know what I look like.
Yeah.
Like, I look like Justin Bieber. Like, there's like, take it easy, Beverly. And she's just like standing behind me and she's like rubbing his back and shit. And I was like, oh, I see what's happening. They were,
oh god,
they were trying to get a little
something
little plumber.
My mom's telling me no.
Do you think he do you think it was him or her?
I think it was both, honestly. Like, I think he was setting it up and I think she was knocking it down. Like, that was a team effort.
That's crazy.
Like, they
crazy.
Yeah, so that, you know, I
the
can't
real
even
question is, are you still plumbing at that?
I stopped taking jobs there. Like, once I figured it out, I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna go back there. I don't need that. Yeah.
They're like flushing random stuff down the toilet so that you come back.
100% too. They were on septic too, so you knew that they were just like fucking their shit up just so I would come back. Yeah.
They're like, no, why is there a toothbrush in
I
the
changed
toilet?
His number to don't answer. So he would just like call me and call me and call me.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so that was my my one of many sexual ones. Yeah. Yeah,
that's a great story.
Yeah.
We don't have that shit. We don't have that shit here in Vancouver. Not enough, at least.
Well,
dude, Newfoundland's crazy.
Yeah,
Newfoundland's crazy.
It's a small town for you too.
Yeah, it's a small area that I'm in. I sent Adam this like video. Somebody made like a Vice City Rockstar compilation of like my city. It's wild. I gotta send it to you guys, but it's wild.
It's
people are like, how is Newfoundland so insane? I don't know, man. It's a pile of crazy
That's
people
straight out of Pornhub.
Yeah, that's true. And then All-Star's like, so are they looking for a new plumber?
They may be if you're moving over to Newfoundland.
Yeah, come over, bring a shovel and some condoms.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in Newfoundland.
If you're into that.
Yeah.
Actually,
you know what? She's old enough. I don't think... Yeah, I don't think she's got work in plumbing anyway, so go for it.
How cold is it there right now?
Yeah, how much snow is it?
Not very cold at all, actually. I think it's only like -9.
Did you get a?
I remember seeing some of your videos and pictures before. You have snow like up to your door.
Yeah, that's pretty normal. Like we do. I think we have like mild temperatures.
Yeah.
The coldest it gets here is like -30, but that's super rare.
Yeah.
But we get like fuck you amounts of snow.
Like, yeah, you do.
Dumb amounts of
dude,
snow.
We got dumped with like 16 inches and now we just haven't been mobilized at all for the past 2 days.
Yeah, well, we got 12 feet in one 24-hour period.
dude, Terrence shuts his company down. If there's 6 inches of snow, they don't go
Yo,
on
it's
the
done.
Roads.
It's
they
done.
Just shut down.
It's
like,
done.
Yeah. He's like,
stay
nobody's getting
spring.
Winter tires. Nobody's working.
6 inches is like my knees. I can't even walk in it anymore.
Yeah, no, we got like
crazy. That psycho.
No, we
got
like
a battle cat and a fucking snowmobile with like rockets on it and shit. You're the only guy in BC that doesn't work in the snow, apparently.
No, I'm the only reasonable guy that shouldn't work on the snow, dude. The last time we had an accident, our vehicle wasn't fixed like 2 months afterwards. That's just
my guy's just got in an accident. I told you, my guy's just got in an accident, and then my vehicle's fixed. It's coming back tomorrow.
Yeah, dude, it's like we talked about it. It's just like how the trade's short on people, but it's the same shit for everywhere. Like you try to get your shit fixed and your vehicle fixed, they're like, oh, we don't have enough people.
There's
parts are not here yet.
Parts and shit. That's the thing too.
Yeah,
it's the parts.
Like, dude, I fear that some dumb shit is going to be like texting and T-bone my van because like I'm like, fuck, man. Like now I got to. It's like I have other trucks, but it's like. Switching shit around and doing what a nuisance.
Hey, I knew Danielle, you had your truck was giving you problems a little while ago. You get that all fixed up?
Yeah, I had that sorted. It just needed a new rack and pinion. So,
well, don't know what that is.
You do know what that is.
You and Danielle helped me with my snowblower. Well, at least telling me how to fix it or. At least troubleshoot it a little bit. I ended up giving it to someone on Kijiji, and they fixed it for
me.
Oh,
sweet.
Well, if you get 12 feet of snow, you better be pretty fucking good with the snow.
Listen,
yeah.
Man.
Jesus Christ.
No doubt.
That's
my neighbor's got a bobcat, so, like, I only have a snow blower so I can, like, pretend that I'm still independent.
Yeah.
That is a valid way to be able to say that you get fuck you amounts of snow. Like, I can't imagine
12 feet, I would have to climb out of my fucking bedroom window.
Yeah, that's how I got out of the house. I climbed out of the window, and
that's insane.
I remember you posted a picture of you opening your door, and you put beer in the. That's crazy, man.
We're great too.
All right, y'all. Yeah. I got to go to work. It's 8:30 here, and I've got to leave in the morning, and I'm already fucked. So
we're gonna get caught off anyways. Yeah. We're gonna get caught off at 8:30.
We're off to 4 minutes. I think we're 4 minutes off, but yeah, appreciate you guys coming on. Everybody listening.
Thanks,
guys.
All right,
guys.
See you guys.
Yeah.
See you soon.
See you guys soon. So yeah, we'll be back next time. Next time you're gonna find Adam and I. We will probably be at the. HR, right? So we're going to try to do
this. No, we'll be at WET. We'll be at WET.
Thursday. We'll be at WET. So yes. Maybe we can do a circle WET.
Circle WET. Circle WET.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll test it.
Yeah. Check our videos out. We'll be maybe trying to do some videos talking about HR. If you guys miss it, make sure you make it there for next year. But there's always great events. And if you guys are going, please find Adam and I. Give us a DM. We'd definitely love to meet you guys there. Yeah. So. See you guys later. Thanks for listening.
Cheers. Ciao.